And let's get to this week's district profile. A district dear to my heart, New York's 3rd Congressional. Shout out to my tribe in Plainview, Olbeth Page. The Democratic incumbent Steve Israel is not seeking re-election. Vying for his seat, the Democrat Tom Suozzi and Republican State Senator Jack Martins. Let's bring in reporter John O'Connor of WNYC. So, John, what was the thinking going into the voting about what might happen in this district? And how is it actually shaping up?
This district was on a list, a national list that both parties had come up with, that this would be a competitive race, that it was likely going to be a toss-up, and that with Democrat Steve Israel retiring, Republicans really thought that they had a chance to pick up this seat earlier in the year. As the race has developed, though, that kind of hasn't happened. Polling earlier in October showed the Democratic nominee Tom Suozzi with a big lead, 16 percentage points over the Republican nominee Jack Martins. And so this race looks like it might be slipping away from Republicans a little bit. There's a poll out earlier this week that showed it tightening. That's a Republican poll, though. So it's kind of unclear just how close this race is.
Right. Well, still, there's another signal flag, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and it's a plan on ad buys.
Yeah, they had booked a bunch of advertising time. They plan to get involved in this race and try and give a boost to Jack Martins. And they've canceled those reservations. So they may not actually buy those ads and get involved in the race as they had originally planned.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the Democrat, Tom Suozzi, an attorney, a certified public accountant. He was mayor of a large town, Glen Cove, in the 90s until 2001. And he featured John F. Kennedy in a recent ad. Let's listen.
JFK called us to a higher purpose, to do what's right beyond party politics, standing up for the least among us, but always with an eye on the bottom line. Today, that also means protecting clean water in the Long Island Sound, clean energy for energy independence, traditional values for today's challenges. In Congress, I'll be a new kind of old-fashioned Democrat.
What does he mean by that? New kind of old-fashioned Democrat?
Well, the big issues here, I mean, economy, infrastructure, the environment, that's what Suozzi's really pushing. Suozzi is not afraid to say that, hey, I think that government can make a difference, which is not something, you know, we've heard from Republicans typically in the last few years.
Yeah. And let's listen to the Republican. This is, again, the state senator, Jack Martins. Here he is speaking at the Queens Village Republican Club this summer. He spoke about the things he wanted to get done. Here's number one.
Spurring economic activity, rewarding people in their investments and allowing them, if they take the risk and if they open a business and if they're going to sacrifice and make something of it and they're going to hire people and put people to work, they deserve the fruits of their labor, and the government has to take their hands out of our pocket.
And John O'Connor, again from NYC, watching this race, I'm a little surprised that he's lagging as much as he is in this race, because from what I know of this area, it really became a little hardened and conservative after 9/11, after losing so many fire departments and, commuters to that terrible day. It seemed to tilt a little more conservative. What do you think is happening here?
Yeah, and Martins has really made a play on that issue. He's made national security a real centerpiece of his campaign and fighting ISIS and protecting U.S. citizens. He's also touted a bunch of public service firefighters, police union endorsements as well. You know, the big issue that Martins has been fighting this entire race has been name recognition. And there's kind of a weird factor in this race in particular, in that the New York congressional primaries were held back in June. But then there was a lawsuit from another Republican challenger who wanted to get on the ballot, and a court denied him that chance. A court came back later and said, hey, you should have been on the ballot. We're going to hold a primary in October. And then Martins challenged that decision, and another court came back and said, no, we're going to cancel this primary. So for the past 2 months, really, we've been fighting about whether there's going to be another primary, and that hasn't given Martins as much time to get out there and campaign and get his name out there as much as you would expect.
Oh, fascinating. And just briefly, how are the standard bearers affecting this race, if at all? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton?
It's really not clear. Both of these candidates haven't run away from the top of the ticket candidates, but they also haven't gone out and fully embraced them either. Martins has said he'll support Donald Trump, and Suozzi has been the same way with Hillary Clinton. But, they both recognize that those are deeply unpopular candidates. This is a swing district, and so they're trying to win the race or lose the race, as it may be, on their own merits.
John O'Connor of WNYC. John, thank you.
Thank you.